I have a question for you. What is your greatest fear? Now, I know we're jumping right in with one of those questions that you maybe don't want to talk about, but let me tell you, you'll be glad you are here today, because fear is an emotion that we all deal with, and it absolutely impacts you, probably in ways that you don't even realize. Recently, we asked you on Twitter, have you overcome your greatest fear? So here are those poll results. 51% of you say, yes, I have. Congratulations. 38% say, I can't, it's just too hard. And 11% say, I don't think I need to. Well, that's interesting, because today you're going to discover the benefits of facing and conquering your fears, even if maybe you don't think it's that important or that you don't need to. Joyce answers the question today, how do I beat this fear?
I think it's amazing how much fear steals from people and how it brings torment in people's lives. I believe that fear is the master spirit that Satan uses to try to keep people from making forward progress. I don't have a message to tell you how to never feel fear, but I can teach you how to confront fear and not let it control you. The more you confront it, the less the devil will bother you with it. Faith is the only thing that conquers fear. If we have faith, we receive from God. If we have fear, we receive from the enemy. Freedom from fear simply means that we don't let fear control us. We may feel the physical or emotional symptom of fear, but we can refuse to obey its intimidating threats. We learn to obey God, believe that He's with us at all times. We press forward in the presence of fear. Courage means to keep making forward progress while you still feel afraid. We learn how to do it afraid. A girl said to me one time, a friend of mine, she was in her early 40s and she'd gotten pregnant for the first time, and she was really afraid of giving birth. And she said, I'm just so afraid that it's going to hurt. I said, I can solve that for you. You can? I said, you don't have to be afraid of it. It will hurt. But millions of women have done it, and they're still alive. We can't let ourselves start to fear something that is sure to happen anyway, because if we fear it, it's only going to make the pain of it all that much worse. What you need to say is, God is going to give me the grace when the time comes, and I can do whatever I need to do through Christ who strengthens me. Life is not easy. We all know that. But God has equipped us with the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to do difficult things with a smile on our face and joy in our heart. We are anointed by the Holy Spirit for hard. Amen? Did you hear me? We are anointed by the Holy Spirit for hard. We don't have to have everything easy. We are not wimpy. We are full of the Holy Ghost. Warriors, we have the power of God in our lives to enable us to do great things. So I just want to encourage you tonight, you don't have to be afraid. You may feel afraid, but you don't have to be afraid. There is a big difference in feeling afraid and being afraid. You can keep going forward with your knees shaking and your mouth dry and your heart pounding, and you can just say, God is with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me, and I am going to do everything that I need to do. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Is anybody ready for that in your life?
Well, we will get back to Joyce's teaching in just a minute, but throughout this show, we want to take a few minutes to get really practical. So we're going to meet someone, a lovely lady, who has dealt with the fear that many of you will be able to relate to. It's the fear of water. Carolyn Coley suffered with this fear since childhood. Carolyn, tell me a little bit about how this all started. Why a fear of water for you?
Well, as far back as I can remember, I think back to maybe like 7, 8, 9 years old, I had this best friend, It was a boy. We used to play together every single day. I'd come out looking for him. He'd come out looking for me. We were just best friends.
Aww. Yeah.
I think even in my child's mind, I thought we'd grow up and get married. We were just that close. We were destined.
Yeah.
But Ray had a fear of swimming, and all his family could swim. He had 3 sisters, I believe, and they all were avid swimmers, just really good swimmers, but he just did not want to swim. So one summer, his uncle took he and his and 2 of his sisters on a camping trip. They went for a weekend, and Ray drowned that weekend.
It's still hard to talk about, isn't it?
It really is. I still can remember when they came home and told his mother about it. What happened was they were in a boat, they were fishing or whatever, and somehow the boat tipped and Ray fell out of the boat. Well, his uncle, another great swimmer, jumped in to save him, and Ray got his uncle, you know, grabbed his uncle, and so he couldn't get loose, and they both drowned.
Oh.
And like I said, this was back in the summer, back in the day when we didn't have air conditioning, so it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I can still remember our windows were open, and this scream that came from his mother after they told her. And
how old were you at this time?
It had to be about 8 or 9 years old.
Okay.
I don't remember for sure, but it was somewhere in that neighborhood. And I just remember from then on, water did that.
Yeah.
Water took my friend from me. And then a few years later, my sister had a classmate to drown. They were in a swimming class, and I don't know what happened exactly, but her classmate drowned. And I remember us going to the young girl's funeral, and the coach, the teacher, gym teacher, was there, and he was so broken because he took it personally. He took it as if it was his fault, you know, that she had drowned. And I just remember the look on his face, and I remember water did that.
Yeah.
Water took that girl. Water made him, you know, look that way. And I just think after that, I just never had this. Even going across a bridge in a car, I'm thinking, if something happened and I had to go into that water, it would take my breath away just thinking about it.
So this isn't just, I don't like water. I mean, this is very understandable that you would have this kind of terror. Exactly.
Yes.
Because one of the questions is, why deal with this fear of water? I mean, you could go without swimming. Mm-hmm. You could stay away from the water.
Yeah,
but you saw it as a bigger issue than that.
Well, I know I felt like God put that in my heart, that it was time to get over this fear. Mm-hmm. And at the time, it felt like it was about more than just the fear of water, that this was, you know, the opening to me getting through any other fear that I had. And I wrestled with it for a little while. I was like, God, I'm almost 60 years old. You know, why? You know, why now? But that's what he put on my heart, that it wasn't just about the swimming, but if you do this, then you're going to get through any other fear that you have. And
well, I'm going to stop you right there because I want to leave people hanging just a little bit, because later Carolyn is going to share how conquering that fear has affected her life in ways that she didn't even expect. So don't go away. And right now, Joyce is going to explain why we don't have to fear trouble possibly coming into our lives.
So you don't have to be afraid of trouble. You don't have to be afraid trouble's going to come. It will come. You say, well, that's not very encouraging. Well, it's true. I'm not going to help you by lying to you. It'll be foolish for me to stand here and tell you, well, you know, if you exercise faith, you can just keep the devil off your back and he can never bring any problems into your life. That's silly. I think people backslide because of teaching like that. They get saved. Well, you know, now Jesus is just going to fix everything in your life. Well, he may, but it may take him a lot longer than you'd like him to take. He wants us to learn how to do hard things with him, not have to avoid everything hard. to be happy. Mark 4:35. Jesus got in the boat with the disciples, and he said, let us go over to the other side. Now, when Jesus says, let's go to the other side, you can guarantee you're going to end up on the other side. It's just that simple. Well, let's look at the next thing that happened. And leaving the throng, they took him with them just as he was in the boat in which he was sitting, and other boats were with him also. And a furious storm of wind of hurricane proportions arose, and the waves kept beating into the boat so that it was already becoming filled. Jesus said, let's go to the other side. The next thing that happened was a storm. But he himself was in the stern of the boat asleep. Asleep. Do you ever feel like Jesus is asleep in your life? And they woke him up and said, Master, don't you care that we are perishing? And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, hush, now be still. And the wind ceased and sank to rest as if exhausted by its beating. And there was immediately a great calm and a perfect peacefulness. Now he said to them, why are you timid and fearful? How is it that you have no faith, no firm, relying trust? Some translations say that he rebuked them for their fear. We need to make sure that in the storm, we remain the same as we are when there is no storm. In the storm, we need to remain the same as if there is no storm. What does it mean to be more than a conqueror? I really believe it means that you already know you've got the victory before you ever get the problem. Therefore, when you hear of a problem, you don't have to get all upset about it. You just say, well, I know that I'm going to win. I may have to go through this, but God will be with me. I don't like it. I ain't crazy about it, but I can do it. I can do whatever I need to do. I'm not going to let it steal my joy. I'm not going to let it steal my peace. I'm not going to let it ruin my day. I'm just going to do whatever I need to do in Jesus' name. Amen. So I got a little phrase that I want to get into your heart tonight that I wrote all over my notes. And it's simply, face it, don't fear it. Face it, don't fear it. 1 Corinthians 16:9, Paul said, a wide door of opportunity opened unto me, and with it many adversaries. With opportunity comes opposition. I say, new level always means new devil. You have to make a choice in life that you're going to keep your eyes on the positive things and the good things, and you're going to let all the people that have nothing to do other than complain, just complain all they want to, and you're not going to let them upset you. Otherwise, you lose your focus, and you can't do what you're supposed to be doing in life. You got to know God. You got to know who you are in Him. You got to know that He loves you. Know that He has a plan for your deliverance. Before you ever get a problem, God has already got your deliverance plan. I mean, He's already got your deliverance plan. And we need to learn how to say what the Bible says. I don't need to fight in this battle. The battle's not mine. It's God's. I'm going to stay in peace and joy. And if He tells me to do something, I'll do it. But I'm going to enter His rest and wait for Him to make my enemies a footstool for my feet. I want you to make a decision tonight. Even if you have one day left on this earth, you're going to enjoy it. Don't let the devil torment you with fear.
It is really comforting to know that God already has a plan for our deliverance even before the trouble begins in our life. So it's not something that we have to dwell in fear. We're back with our friend Carolyn to find out how facing her fear has changed her life. And in Carolyn's case, it was an extreme and very understandable because of the circumstances in your life, fear mm-hmm. of water. Now, you said when you were almost 60 years old, yeah. Which is hard to believe that you're even that now. You're so beautiful. But God said, it's time to deal with this. So how did you finally say, okay, what do you want?
I remember, I think the day that I knew that I had to do this was, I was talking to some coworkers, and it just came up out of me, you guys, I'm going to learn how to swim. And I think saying it and telling somebody, you know, they even prayed for me, you know, that I get through this and I'd do it and I'd be victorious. I think just telling them, you know, put me in a place where I knew that I had to go on and do it. Mm-hmm. And so I signed up for some classes at the Y, and I took several swimming classes. And the funny thing is, I really knew how to swim. I just was afraid to do it. Yeah. I had taken swimming in high school, and it's so funny because as long as we were in the shallow water, I made A's, and we moved to the middle, I made A's and B's. When we got to the deep water, I flunked completely out. I just could not fathom the idea of being on solid ground but not being able to breathe at the same time.
Doesn't that say so much about life? You know, we want our feet on solid ground. Yes. And instead of what you had to do was have that faith that even though you didn't feel it, that God was there holding you up.
Exactly.
So this was a bit of a process for you. It wasn't something you just conquered your fear and it was over. You had to get accustomed to that feeling of the trust and I can breathe and everything's going to be okay.
Right.
How did that process kind of happen?
Well, I think it was in the treading water phase as I was learning to do that. I struggled with it at first, you know, because I just did not trust not being able to have something solid under my feet and breathe at the same time. But as I got more used to it and got a little more adjusted and actually learned how to tread water, I got more comfortable and it became fun. It was actually fun to do. It's something that I still need to practice. I can't say I've perfected it yet, and I won't say I'm a swimmer until I have perfected it, but I'm well on the way to that. And the thing that has happened for me is that conquering this fear, and I can say that I've conquered it. I'm not afraid to go swimming now. I want to go swimming.
Says a lot.
But I found that other things that happen, I'm not afraid. I feel like anything that comes at me, I can, you know, kind of sit back and wait and know that God's going to be there with me, in me, and he's going to give me the answer that I need. He's going to give me the strength or the wisdom or whatever it is I need for that particular issue.
Yeah.
I know he's there because he was there with me when I was swimming. It's been great.
What's the one word of encouragement that you would give to someone who's facing an overwhelming fear like you did? Because it has to be so difficult taking that first step.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone to encourage them? Go try it.
I think the first step is the biggest deal. Once you take that step, and like I said, for me, it was actually, my first step was telling my coworkers that I was going to do it. Then I knew I had to do it.
Then you had accountability.
Exactly. But that would be my word of encouragement. Take that step. Take it afraid. Joyce says, do it afraid. I did it afraid. Do it afraid. And once you take that step, you're going to feel the power of the Holy Spirit just all over you to do what it is you need to do. It's not the easiest thing to conquer any fear. I wouldn't say it's simple, but I know you can do it because I did.
That's awesome. Yeah. Great encouragement. Yeah. Carolyn, thank you
very much. My pleasure.
Because like we say, it's all about the brass tacks. You know, it's about doing it. That the fact that God's word works, that what Carolyn has seen in her life, what I've seen in my life, is that God is faithful to what he promises. And it says in his word that he does not give you a spirit of fear. Mm. So you can hold on to that and know it. Carolyn said that prayer was a big part of her conquering this fear. We also have a resource that will be very helpful. This is Joyce's teaching. It's called Overcoming Fear with Faith. It's 4 hours of teaching, and I love what it says. It's steps to combat fear and boldly pursue God's amazing plan for your life. We'll tell you more about this later, but we want you to know that that's available. Right now, here is the conclusion to Joyce's answer to the question, how do I beat this fear?
Paul said, if I would have been desiring to be popular with people, I wouldn't now be an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to be afraid that people won't like you. Some of them just won't. That's all there is to it. No matter where you go or what you do, statistics tell us that 10% of the people won't like you. So why don't you just say, everybody's not going to like me? Oh, well. We're afraid of what they think, afraid of what they say, afraid of their rejection, afraid they're not going to want us. And you need to have a different attitude. Well, if you don't want to have anything to do with me, then you're the one missing out, because I'm a pretty cool person. Did it ever occur to you when somebody rejects you that maybe God's doing you a favor? Maybe God's doing you a favor. When I answered the call of God on my life, I got asked to leave my church. It was one of the most painful times in my life. Well, I had a choice. Shut up or leave. Well, shutting up wasn't an option for me then. I hadn't had that lesson yet. And it was very painful because Dave's whole family grew up in this one denomination. I mean, it was hard. And here I was saying God had called me to preach, and women just didn't do that, especially not in the circle that I was in. And everybody thought I was crazy and a lunatic. And I mean, I didn't have any education to do it. And I'm just, you know, going, this is God. And it was a hard time for me, but you know, I shudder to think where I would be today if I would have cowered to those people. Oh my gosh, how many people miss their God-ordained destiny to keep somebody happy that don't even care about you anyway? I could have done what they wanted me to do to keep them happy, and I wouldn't even know where any of them were at today, but I wouldn't be where I'm at. If people have to control you and manipulate you for you to have their friendship, then you don't need them. If you really love somebody, you set them free to be who they are. You don't try to make them be what you are. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? If God be for me, who can be against me? If God is on my side, whom shall I fear? Amen. Well, we see many people in the Bible that had fears. Jeremiah, Timothy, Peter, Esther, 10 out of the 12 spies that went into the promised land. 22 of the 32,000 people that were with Gideon. Some of them confronted their fears and went on to do great things. Some of them you never hear about again. I don't want to be the kind of person that you never hear about again, because I cowered down to fear and wouldn't go on with the plan of God for my life. Don't you miss anything that God has for you. Not a friendship, not one thing. Don't you miss one thing that God has for you because of fear. Don't fear it, face it. Amen.